Hey, Stan. Well, what do you got? What's your ideas as far as like what do we need? You've heard what we need. What do you think? What do you have that'll help us out here?
You might be surprised to hear this, but ever since I was a wee little lad, people have said that I'm really stout. I'm kind of like a clandestine, light-footed individual.
Oh, you have a soft step, huh? You're sneaky. Not sneaky, but like quiet.
I could come and go and you'd never know
All
I
right.
was there.
So maybe you are the tip of the spear, Stan. Like, maybe you're the one to do all this. You're the one to kind of sneak in once we've kind of broken through this wall. And can you slither through laser alarms?
Yeah, well, you know what? I used to do some HVAC work about 30 years ago, and okay. I'm really good at wiggling through those vents.
Okay, that's great. So I'm going to write you down. Stan's going to wiggle through the laser alarms. You're going to be the first one in, all right? Which unfortunately means you have the highest risk of getting caught, but you said you're pretty good at that, huh? You're pretty good at the stealth.
And I've talked my way out of a lot of potential confrontations with the police in the past.
Okay, but you'll be probably confronting my aunt first. Do you want to try seducing my aunt too, or no?
You know, I could.
It could work. All right. Well, why don't you try it? I'm my aunt. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going there, sweetheart? You're looking great today.
Hey, thank you very much. What are you doing in my living room?
I was just taking a look around here. I was told by somebody that you had some issues with your HVAC systems.
Yeah, that's right. I've been trying to get people to come out for months.
Well, here I am. I'm here to fix your heating and your cooling.
Oh,
I do both.
Oh, that's great. You do both? All right. Let me take you inside. Go over there. Ignore that Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume over there. Don't touch it. But there.
What Clementine?
There you go. All right. I like you a lot. Do you want to, you know, seriously, do you want to hang out with me? I'm pretty lonely.
Hey, you want to turn up the heat? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, listen, once you fix this HVAC system, I want another kind of heat turned up. Because that's been broken for years.
Hey, service is my specialty.
Okay. Now you're seducing me a little bit. All right, Stan, you are going to be invaluable. Invaluable. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Bucci. See you, buddy.
Yeah, bye. All right, so Stan, we have a, I'm not going to say gymnast, but he does sound like pretty, you know, he's an old moss foot. You know, real soft stepping. And he's going to come in somehow simultaneously, stay out of my, be quiet and undetectable and also seduce my aunt. I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe he'll just have to seduce my aunt later, like, you know, in the weeks to come. Oh, hey, look who it is. All right, so I have a lot of I love this power tool. It looks expensive. I love the two cars that I've gotten. We kind of need a burglar alarm to drown out the other burglar alarm. That's a clever little ruse I came up with. If we had a burglar alarm ringing, and we tripped the other burglar alarm accidentally, you wouldn't be able to hear the real burglar alarm because the other one would be ringing so loudly. Hey, Micah, do you want to contribute to my heist?
Yeah, I want...
What are you bringing to the heist?
I want to be the guy that sabotages the whole operation with his...
Incompetency?
Mashugana ideas and creates a whole rift so that
everyone
uh, follows my directions, and then...
But you're incompetent.
And then we all get caught by the cops at the end because...
Okay, well, not Bucci. He'll be out in the car.
No, eventually...
You're specifically going to...
Eventually you will
No,
be
there's because, no... It's traceless. Nobody knows about this.
Yeah, but we're going to talk, and eventually...
You're going to rat Micah.
We're going to make a deal with the DA.
And okay.
Since you're the brains behind the operation... You get the maximum sentence.
Well, what about Stan from the southwest side of Chicago? He's the one who broke in.
He'll get a year or two. He'll get one.
Well, I'm gonna blame it all on Annie. She's the one who's gonna take the fall, unfortunately.
Bucci. Fine.
Bucci's gonna be fine. So I have all this stuff, and now... This Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume is all but mine. Or is it? Because now I can reveal my master plan, Knives Out style. This whole setup was all a big trick, big sleight of hand. You're looking this way, Bucci's looking the other one. The real heist was on you guys. Because I wanted a Sawzall, I wanted a really long extension cord, I wanted two people to seduce my aunt, I wanted a bunch of cars. I wanted those things, and you just laid them at my feet. You were playing the Robbie. Bucci robbed you. There is no Clementine from the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume.
What are you going to do with the Sawzall?
Saw through the wall.
Do you even know how to use it?
Yes. I didn't even need it in the first place. I'm going to go as Enid from Ghost World this year, actually, because I have the checkerboard dress, the hair, cat-eye glasses, cowboy boots, the sarcastic glare. So that's what I'm going as. Donate to the Hellraiser. You've been duped by Bucci on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Up next, the music of Mind Control.
Hellraiser.
Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci. You Ducci. You Ducci.
Good evening, Starseed. This is the music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, or Uncle Mo, if you prefer, taking you on this weekly journey of new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard Da Vinci, who does raga rock that sounds straight out of the krautrock revival of 1997, though it's post-2000. All of it is, well, most of it is post-2000. All within the framework of Sikh Dharma International / Healthy, Happy, Holy Organization, the Cult of Yogi Bhajan, and the practitioners of Kundalini Yoga. And all of the emotional and bizarre fallout that has come out of that whole narrative. Apparently, Da Vinci claims he was a direct disciple of Yogi Bhajan, and it totally psychedelicized his mind to the point where he can only practice his Kundalini chants within the whole raga rock context, but that's okay. Anachronistic, yet somehow seductive, is how I would describe the music of Da Vinci. Okay, so we're going to go now to Rational Culture from Brazil. This is the famed UFO cult that managed to get its hooks sunk into Tropicália artist Tim Maia in the middle 70s. Became a devoted follower for about a year, made a double LP all about it, and then threw all the Rational Culture books out the window, decided it was all garbage. Strangely enough, Rational Culture does have legitimacy, some kind of cultural legitimacy in Brazil. It's not scoffed at, or it's not villainized by the status quo establishment. In fact, it's embraced to the point where they allow them to have their very own marching band. So the story of this is this guy, Manuel Coyo, took a trip. He was abducted by the aliens, who explained to him that we're living in a universe of disenchantment, that everything is out of whack because our energy is not good. So somehow we have to follow a certain pattern, release righteous cosmic energy so that the universe calibrates itself in the correct manner, something to that effect. So there's been all kinds of cultural artifacts that have come out of this, including most notably the Banda Racional marching band. It seems like every year or so they go out to the streets of the Rio, or I don't know, I guess all the various cities in Brazil, and they do a little marching band thing and hold up signs all about rational culture and the universe and disenchantment. I guess that's supposed to bring in new followers. I don't know. So I'm just going to play a couple of selections. Street recordings that were made from Banda Racional street performances. I'll be right back. Thank you. some recordings taken from various performances on the streets of Brazil of the Rational Culture Marching Band. We heard New York, New York, Are You Lonesome Tonight, and Aquellos Ojos Verdes. Very talented UFO cult from Brazil. Just to let you know, if you don't know already, we are in the third week of our Hellraiser. This is the time of the year that we politely ask for you to dig down deeply into your pockets behind the sofa for whatever spare change you have, and to bless us with a pledge if you can. If you don't know, we have lost our federal community radio grant because everything is crap right now in the political sphere. And that resulted in 8% of our funding for our yearly operational budget. So we really need your help now more than ever. If you are a fan of this show or any of the shows on WFMU, we ask for you to kindly give what you can. A little bit goes a long way. WFMU.org/pledge is where you want to go to find out more. Of course, all kinds of prizes and giveaways based on the amount you pledge. You may notice that many of the programs here on WFMU are doing special programs, special highlights for the Hellraiser month. I will be doing a little Halloween show next Tuesday. The show does not fall on Halloween. It's the night before, the Devil's Night, I think. So it's sort of a premature Devil's Night celebration. We'll be playing an hour of all kinds of goofy occult rock from Uncle Mo's grab bags of satanic musical delights. Hope you can join me to close out the Hellraiser month. That's next week. Okay, so gonna play something that most of you probably are gonna despise, but I don't care. Francis Schuchart was a devoted Catholic who did not recognize the papacy after 1967. For some reason, that's the year Paul VI took over as the Pope, and some extremist right-wing Catholics decided he was a false Pope. I guess he was a little more liberal than the Popes previous. I don't know. So he decided he was the real Pope. And he started this thing, the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen, where they all worshipped him as the direct descendant of Christ. And then it turned out that he was abusing all the nuns, sexually and otherwise. I think he was making them ingest urine. And then once they found out about, once the abuse went public, he ran away with all the money. But I think they did catch up with him. And I guess they put him in prison for a little while. Anyway, I think this thing is still going on without Francis Schuchart, but with the same sedevanctivist philosophy. I don't think I said that right. The Singing Nuns of the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen. That's right. Despite all the abuse and phony Catholicism or extreme Catholicism, they still managed to crank out the hits. So we're going to hear The Singing Nuns of the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen, and I will return shortly.
Joyfully unto the Lord, and praise his holy name. Beyond the bell.
obviously, they Shukart had a method to his madness. The urine drinking must have been to coat the nun's vocal cords so they could create such angelic harmonies. I'm assuming. In which case, good job. The beautiful singing nuns of the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen. A sadistic urine drinking cult. That's still around, I think. I believe he and sing ye joyfully is what we heard. Just don't get too close to them. They smell like pee-pee. Okay, we're going to hear from another singing choir. Same religion, different cult. We're going to hear from none other than the Teen Challenge Choir. The infamous Christian drug and alcohol rehabilitation cult for teens. The whole premise is you bring your kid in who's hooked on grass, weed, and hard stuff, and you replace one addiction with another. Just make it Christian and everything is A-okay. All kinds of horror stories that came out of Teen Challenge. Methodology of sadism, thought reform, extreme controlled environments, you name it. And yet it's still going strong in some circles of this country. I think I saw one of their vans in Brooklyn, like they were transporting some of the teens somewhere, maybe to do missionary work. I don't know. Anyway, probably the worst part about this cult is that they make you sing as part of their sadistic rehabilitation program. The Teen Challenge Choir has been putting out records since the 60s. I don't know if they're still releasing anything, but I believe they're still practicing. I want to play some tracks from an awful record from the 80s called Storm in the Gates. Teen Challenge Choir, Storm in the Gates. And we'll just let it ride for a while. I'll be right back.
Ground is sinking. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
When he shall come with drop a sound, oh may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, oh let's stand before the
in the field with that promise. of light in his spirit I'm sealed. How lovely is the sparkle of a small child's eye, like the love of God between my Jesus and I.
Oye que bonito mi Cristo es.
Mi Cristo.
Oye que bonito mi Cristo es. 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 Oye que bonito mi Cristo es.
Troubles and your fears. Ask the Lord if someday you can serve and be a child of God, a child of God. He will truly set you free. Till victory. All my life I'll sing my praise to thee. Spread your word to everyone I meet. I'll say a child of God, a child of God is what I want to be.
pretty cheesy. Teen Challenge Choir, Stormin' the Gates, from 1984. Child of God. Oye que bonita. That was a Latin number, if you didn't know. And Christ the Solid Rock from Stormin' the Gates. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. We're going to round things out with some awful music from the Mormon musical Charlie, a Love Song. This is some kind of stupid musical that the Latter-day Saints put on in, I think, around the same time, 84, 85. So stay tuned for Dan Boda, and I'll see you next week. Remember, special occult rock program. Take care.
Charlie. Did you hear that, Charlie? You've done it again. Charlie. That ought to be worth a racquetball court. What do you think? Something about you always makes me smile. I said I'd tell you when I see you again, but I don't really have to wait 50 years, do I? Charlie. I must admit I've always liked your style. Your crazy way with words, and though it sounds absurd, come and quarrel with me once more for a way with words, though I know it sounds absurd. Come and quarrel with me once more for a while. Charlie, Charlie, running across the seasons of my mind, stopping once to see if you really got to me. Girl, you're such a tease. Oh, that sunny smile, come on in and stay a while till spring. Then we will go on a Ferris wheel ride, take a trip to heaven side by side. Charlie, Charlie, finally got you off my mind. And Charlie, there are 10,000 eligible girls at BYU, and to get over my grief, I decided to date as many as possible. With good time management and taking advantage of all the free activities, I set a goal to take out a dozen different girls each week. At first it was fun, like being an alcoholic locked in a wine cellar. Workout! 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Higher!
Oh, Sam, you're so healthy.
Oh. One hardly knows where to begin. Do you concentrate on blondes for a month and then move on? Or do you focus on California girls first and then move eastward? One thing I learned was to avoid dating too many girls from my own ward. It starts talk. May I have this dance?
Oh, yes.
My, how special you look tonight.
Why, thank you, Sam.
Thank you. The point with high-volume dating is, do not get involved. To the freshman girls, you talk about how soon you want to get married. With the senior girls, you tell them you're thinking about changing your major and starting all over again. To one waiting for a missionary, you talk about how few girls have the strength of character to wait, and how much...
Fry me vocal fry, and let me yoik among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicoles and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, catajack me.
Jack.
Overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and heart-cutting bacchus. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, shoeby tailors. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yap Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac.
Jack.
Wally Cox's eeping and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words,
Well, good evening and welcome to another episode of Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda, and with me is DJ Purple Haze.
Hello, hello.
And we are here to fry your ears and to catajack you. Jack.
Maybe don't use that as a verb.
Maybe that's just best left to the theme song. Okay. Not our finest slogan hour, but Vocal Fry is the place, your one-stop resource for all things vocal and fried, all kinds of weird sounds people make with their voices while singing from all different times and genres and places around the world. From the beatific and gorgeous otherworldly singing, like what we're hearing in the background from Hadas Noit, to the sort of reimagining of ancient music done by Wagal, who we just heard from before this, and many other things. Do you want to tell folks what these tracks are that we're listening to?
Yes, we are listening to Hadas Noit. The song is Angelus Novus, and this is from her album Aura Reworks, songs from the album Aura reworked by other people. So this is reworked by Alex Summers. Before that, we heard Wagal. Is that who?
I think so. Wagal. W-A-A-G-A-L.
Wodan's Incantation from their EP Spells Between Worlds, and we opened it up with our theme song.
And the Wagal does this kind of Kargara style, like this dark guttural throat singing style in a lot of tunes, and then sings stuff in Proto-Indo-European and other kind of reconstructed languages. They're not Tuvan, no. And there's a note with this latest release that says something like, you know, I know that, you know, Germanic people didn't, you know, that throat singing is not historically accurate, you know, to these Germanic poems, but...
Artistic liberty.
Yeah, it's artistic liberty, that's right. Wagal here is setting a series of old inscriptions in runic or Oum, potentially. I think they're all runic inscriptions of early Germanic religious incantations. This one for Woden, or otherwise known as Odin, otherwise known as the guy that Wednesday is named after.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so there's a series of these like early Germanic spells put into music on this album.
I just have a sidebar about
what
you said about taking artistic liberties with imagining people throat singing. Just reminded me. You know, there was that movie that came out yesterday about this guy who wakes up and the Beatles have never existed and he's the only one who remembers the Beatles. I didn't see it, but it was like really popular.
Yeah.
I think I have an idea for a movie that you're the main character and you wake up and no one knows what throat singing is, and no one has